This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Clover Moore, the Lord Mayor of Sydney, and Alex Greenwich, the independent member for Sydney. Two people who've worked really, really hard for their communities. And you know how you know they've worked hard for their communities? Because they get re-elected. And nothing says more about how effective a politician is that they get re-elected. So, Clover and Alex, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Hi, Alex.
Alex is there somewhere. We'll
This is actually a first for us, Macca and Clover. We've never done a four-way conversation using technology before. So
okay, so it's voyage of discovery, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
We're discovering it.
So and I'm in a car that announces when you're approaching lights. So if I have a noise like that in the background,
okay. technology overload.
Yes.
So as Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover, obviously Mardi Gras, from a logistical sense, is a huge challenge. City of Sydney provide an awful lot of support to this.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing tonight, but tell our listeners what you'll be doing tonight. And I think you're actually with Alex, aren't you?
Yes. We'll be meeting our team, I think the 80 of them, at Alex's office, which is in Oxford Street, the City Electorate office, and then we'll walk down to our position. We'll have some time to go around and see all the other floats and talk to people. And that's like being on a Fellini film set, I have to say.
Yeah.
Everyone getting ready and dancing and excited, and I think it's perhaps the best part of the night. It is quite wonderful going round and seeing the floats and seeing everyone on them and speaking to them, and everyone's very excited. The atmosphere is quite fantastic, quite electric. So, and then, of course, there is the procession, and they're expecting a lot of people tonight because it's going to be good weather.
And Clovie, you've been doing this.
It's the 40th anniversary.
You've been doing this for a long time. Not quite 40 years, but for a very long time.
I have. I've done different things, actually. I've been a judge. I've been a judge on an awning in Oxford Street when it was before it became illegal. I've been a judge of the costumes at the Fantastic Party, and then I've marched, and now I go in a very spunky car with Alex, with all our supporters, and following the Sydney Float. And I'm always very proud of the Sydney Float, the City of Sydney Float. Last year we had the theme "Say Yes to Love," and that became the theme of the whole successful campaign across Australia for the Yes Vote. And I just think the city's a wonderful place to work. You know, you hear them all practicing at lunchtime before the lead up to the parade, and so that's all pretty fantastic. And there's always a really warm greeting from the crowd, and there's nothing quite like it. You know, one year I didn't go in it, and everyone said, "Why aren't you in this?" So I realised.
Oh, you've got to be there. You've got to be there.
I've got to be there.
We come all the way from Melbourne for this, so
that's
you've
right.
got to be there.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you know, some years ago when I was a member for Sydney, I got a call. I don't know who it was from, but he said, "We've just had our gay pride march," and it was either in San Francisco or New York. I can't remember. He said, "It's nothing on yours." So I think, you know, it's renowned.
So, Alex, for you, you know, tonight is the culmination, perhaps the celebration of quite a few years' work, particularly around marriage equality, but 40 years of Mardi Gras. What does it mean to you? Not much.
I don't think you've made that connection.
No, I think
our technology is not that.
No,
I think the technology is great. It's just
Alex,
us.
Better hold back.
Yeah, we're just
like this. He's worked for 10 years on the marriage equality campaign.
He's a key
player in the success of that campaign.
So, is the town hall seeing a lot of marriages, same-sex marriages?
I think they're spread around the countryside, actually, I haven't had a lot of feedback on that, but I know they're happening.
I'm sure they are. Yeah. I'm sure they are.
But, you know, the thing about it is people are in a position to decide not to marry too, which is the right. But so many straight couples decide not to marry. and it's just about being equal. That's what's really important here. And, you know, some people might rush into it and other people might wait, but other people might say, well, we have the right to choose not to, just like everyone else.
Yeah.
Now, we may or may not end up with Alex on the phone, but...
We've got a message that a message from a listener that Alex is a cutie pie. There you go.
You can
pass that on.
Yeah, we all think that. So, Clover, what are your messages to our communities tonight on the occasion of the 40th birthday of Mardi Gras?
Oh, I think it's to feel very, very, very. It's a great time to celebrate, and to particularly celebrate the yes vote victory. But you know, and Mardi Gras is always great fun and always great glamour, but it has always had a really very serious purpose, and that will continue. And that's human rights and equality. And whilst we've been very successful with the yes vote, you still have to deal with bullying in school, harassment in the workplace, you know, keeping on working on that whole human rights equality issue. And that will be an important thing tonight. So people will be thinking about that. But I think they'll be being very joyful and celebratory. And I think it's going to be great weather. So I think it should be terrific. And, of course, many people will be very interested in hearing Cher sing. So,
oh, of course.
That'll be a highlight for many.
Of course. I think... we have. Do we have Alex on the phone?
I think we do.
Can you hear us, Alex?
I can. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, you can.
Alex, yes.
I could hear your interview before, but I couldn't.
You couldn't.
You
so
could get through.
We've only got about a minute or so. Sorry, Alex, but tonight's going to be a pretty emotional night for you. You know, you've worked years on marriage equality.
And congratulations on your award.
Yes, of course.
I mean, so well deserved.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, tonight will be hugely significant. It'll be wonderful to share the parade experience with Clover again. This will be the sixth year we'll be marching together. And it'll be wonderful just seeing Sydney come and celebrate what was such an amazing victory for our community. We're going to have, for the first time, couples who are married and legally recognised as married in Australia, celebrating. And just the atmosphere in Sydney is electric, and it's a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Did you ever, you know, during that very, very long campaign, Alex, did you think we'd get there? Were there ever times when you didn't think we'd get there? I think there probably were.
Yeah, you know, every year I would say this is the year that we'll achieve marriage equality. But there were particularly tough times, and I think we can't underestimate how tough the plebiscite or postal survey process was for the LGBTI community. But I think for me, it meant a lot to know that we always had the support of the City of Sydney. There were these moments in the campaign where, you know, you'd be attacked from every angle. But then I'd just go down to Martin Place, and Clover had covered the whole city with Vote Yes flags, and you knew that you had that support of your city, of your council. And, you know, we are a community that does well to look after ourselves as well. So, yeah, there were tough times. I'd say particularly the postal survey was tough, but we got there, and we can all celebrate now.
We are going to run out of time, unfortunately. I'm really sorry about that. Technical difficulties did that. Again, thank you, Clover and Alex, for, you know, the work you've done and, you know, the advocacy for us. Nothing succeeds like success, and politicians that get re-elected, particularly in Lord Mayoral elections and in seats standing as independents, shows you have the community support.
Yeah.
And that, and you deserve it, and thank you for your advocacy and representation, and have a good time tonight and enjoy the ride down Mardi Gras. What are you riding in?
We have a really nice convertible car this year, which my husband drives us, and he's always a pretty good driver, isn't he, Clover?
What sort of make is it? What sort of make car is it?
Fabulous cat too, chauffeur's cat.
What type of car is it?
We have a Mercedes convertible tonight.
Wow.
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 That'll be very funky.
Mackie, you'd be happy to hear that, wouldn't you?
I am, actually. It's very good.
We'll look forward to seeing you. We'll be waving at you like mad. I think we, my partner and I are going to be hanging around Taylor Square, so we'll look out for you.
We'll give you a special wave.
I look forward to that.
Thank you.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras.
And as Macca said, thanks again for your fabulous support and your leadership in our community.
Thank you.
Happy Mardi Gras, guys. Happy Mardi Gras, Clover.
Yeah, see you later. Okay.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.